tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It's time. Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. Broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening. What a match we are expecting here tonight. I'm Rob Weaver, as we're at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery taking on number one, New Bremen. New Bremen is 8-0 on the year, and Fort Recovery's 9-1. Let me see. Am I right on that? Got to double check. Fort Recovery was 6-1, and then they one, two, they're 8-1. They're 8-1 now coming into the match tonight. So 8-0, New Bremen, and 8-1, Fort Recovery, battling here this evening in high school volleyball. We're expecting a great one, so stay with us. I'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a Healthmark pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's big match with number one New Bremen. Dr. Banda's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station, WPGW AM and FM. And Neil Spencer, the producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. We have the exclusive broadcast of the match tonight. No other radio station is here. So here we go. Fort Recovery won the coin toss. They'll be serving first. Kyle Wendell, it's a good serve. They got by New Bremen. There's the smash and there's the kill. And guess who it was? Miss Jones. Their all-star, Paige Jones, gets the first kill. It's 1-0. New Bremen in the lead, and Paige will go back to serve now. Here's a good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Paige Judy dinks it over and got the kill. Nice kill for Paige Judy of Fort Recovery. And that makes it 1-1. We're all tied up. And side out now to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, and going back to serve now is Hannah Kanapke. It's a good one. Dug out to the front. Here's the set. Here's the dink over. Kyle Wendell will pass to Maddie Rammel. Rammel back to New Bremen, back to Fort Recovery. Rammel sets. There's the smash. Martin on the smash, but New Bremen plays it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Paige Judy, and it's played by New Bremen. Here's the smash back and a kill for New Bremen. And this time it was not Paige Jones, but it was Macy Putoff with the kill that time. Diana Rammel, the coach of the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. And, of course, our coach here at Fort Recovery, Chelsea Colling. Here's the serve, and it's a good one. Fort Recovery's in trouble. Kyle Wendell just free balls it over. Here's the set and the smash for New Bremen and the kill. Rachel Kramer gets the kill for New Bremen, and that makes it 3-1. New Bremen up over Fort Recovery. Lady Indians ranked number 6 in the state with their 8-1 record, and New Bremen is number 1 in the state in their division with a record of 8-0. Another serve here for Macy Putoff, and it's a good serve. There's a block at the net. What's the call? They're going to say block for New Bremen, and Fort Recovery loses the point. Macy Putoff will serve again. Once again, Macy Putoff serving. She is only a sophomore. Good serve. There's the dig by Fort Recovery. Trying to just save this one. Hannah Kanapke gets it over nicely. There's Jones passing it off. And the smash. And is that a kill? Yep. Well, actually, they called a Lady Indian in the net. So no kill there. Called that Fort Recovery in the net. And that gave the point to New Bremen. Putoff will continue to serve. And it's a let serve, and she just got it across the net. Another point, and Fort Recovery coach Chelsea Colley calls time. 7-1, the New Bremen Lady Cardinals out to a big lead here early over Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Macy Putoff will serve again here for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. It's a good serve off the hands of Carly Stone, and just have to free ball that over. Now back to Fort Recovery. Stone saves it, goes off the ceiling. Kaya Wendell free balls it over. Here's the set for New Bremen. Jones on the smash. Wendell digs it out, and we get it as New Bremen can't make the return. Way to go, Kaya Wendell. That was a wicked smash by their outstanding hitter, Paige Jones, and we ended up getting side out here. Alexis Bupp will serve now. Here's the dig, the set. There's the smash by Putoff, played by Hannah Kanapke. There's a smash by Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. That's her first kill of the evening. It makes it now 6-3 as we get back in this thing. Give a service point to Alexis Bupp. Alexis will serve again. Dug out by New Bremen to the net. Here's the set, the smash. Casey Putoff, hit it out of bounds. These New Bremen letters are kind of hard to see, actually. Give a point to Alexis Bupp. It's now 6-4. We're only down by 2. Here's Paige Jones with a kill. That time she pretty much a placement hit on that one. It was more than just a dink, but Paige Jones gets another kill. Side out New Bremen, 7-4. Now here's the serve by Madison Pape. It's a good one. Cassidy Martin bangs it back to New Bremen. Here's the set. There's Jones. Another kill by Paige Jones. She is going to the University of Michigan. That shows you how good she is. You get to the Big Ten in volleyball, you're pretty darn good, and she is absolutely that. She's a senior this year. Here's the next serve by Madison Pape. It's another good one. Back over to New Bremen. Jones will set. Here's Macy Putoff on the smash. Dig out by Fort Recovery, but it goes out of bounds. Actually, that was Taylor Paul on the smash. I'm going to go ahead and give her a kill on that. And another service point for Madison Pate. There's a serve again. The pass to the net to Madison Rammel. Here's the set now for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Number two for Carly tonight. 9-5. Cassidy Martin serving again. It's a good serve. Here's the pass up front. The set and the hit. Fort Recovery plays it. Madison Rammel will set for Carly Stone on the side. Paige Jones plays it. Now here's Jones hitting it back over. Madison Rammel sets for this time. Val Mollenkamp is in the match. And New Bremen back over. Now back over to New Bremen. Back to Fort Recovery. We got somebody in the net. No, an illegal hit. Called on New Bremen. Give the point to Fort Recovery. Makes it 9-6. Cassidy Martin will serve again. Good serve dug out by New Bremen to the net. Here's the set, the smash, and there's the kill. See which one that was. That was Taylor Paul on the kill. They have a lot of excellent hitters. They're more than just Paige Jones, but Jones kind of tops them off. Side out New Bremen. Here's Rachel Kramer serving now. Good serve. Alexis Butt passing to the net. Fort Recovery free balls it over. Val Mollenkamp did a good job of just saving that. Here's a wicked ringer by Paige Jones as she shoves it down our throat for a kill. That's her fourth kill. Service point for Rachel Kramer. That makes it now 11-6. New Bremen leading by 5. And a service error over the end line by Rachel Kramer. Coming in for Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp. And Hannah Kadapke will go out. Here's the serve by Maddie Rammel. It's a good one. The set at the net. Paige Jones on the hit. Dug out by Alexis Buff. Here's the smash by Val Mollenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. And winning it. And I'm going to go ahead and give her a kill was Claire Pate. Timeout. Nope, no timeout. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Exclusive coverage tonight of the big match here. Number one, New Bremen. Number six, Fort Recovery. Battling here this evening in high school volleyball. Good serve by New Bremen, and there is a miss hit by Val Mollenkamp as she tried to just free ball it over, and a point for New Bremen. And that goes to Taylor Paul, who is serving. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Carly Stone. Here's the set by Kelsey Judy to Stone. Stone shoves it over with two hands at the net. And give Paige Fortkamp a kill right at the net. Makes it 13-8. Fort Recovery back to within 5. Side out Fort Recovery. And going back to serve now is Carly Stone. She is certainly an outstanding senior for us. Here's the good serve by Carly. There's the dig, the set, at the net, the smash. It went out of bounds. Fort Recovery's points. That was Macy Putoff on the smash there. Carly Stone picks up the point. Carly will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set. Here's Paige Jones just dinking it over and gets the kill. Just a little finesse hit there. Finding the open spot and getting the kill. That is number 5 for her already tonight. Side out New Bremen now serving is Abby Tiemann. Abby's a junior for New Bremen's Cardinals. Again, they're 8-0 on the year. There's the good serve dug out by Kaya Wendell to Kelsey Judy. Here's Paige Judy, a block at the net. Fort Recovery will set it. And it's blocked again. And nobody played it. Ball ended up falling on the ground, untouched. That was a mess up on our part, that's for sure. It's 15-9 now. Another serve here by Abby Tiemann. And a let serve, and she got an ace serve. Well, they say that Kaya Wendell got her hand on it, I guess. So no ace serve. Wow. I'd like to see a replay of that one. Here's Abby Tiemann serving again, 16-9. Kaya Wendell digs it out. Maddie Rammel will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp, a cross-court hit. And New Bremen does not play it out of the ceiling. Went up when the rafters came down. New Bremen just let it fall. 15-11. I'm going to go ahead and give Paige Fortkamp a kill on that. Now here's Kaya Wendell serving. It's a good serve. There's Jones, a smash. Did she get the kill? Yep. Paige Jones on the kill. Side out, New Bremen. Now Paige will go back to serve. One of the outstanding volleyballers in Ohio and the nation, Paige Jones, headed for the University of Michigan to play her college volleyball. Cassidy Martin back to New Bremen, the smash, back to Fort Recovery. And here is a kill by New Bremen by Rachel Kramer. 16-12 now. We had cut the margin down to, whoops, they said it was out of bounds. So Fort Recovery got the point. Take that away. Fort Recovery serving, and Hannah Kadapi on the serve, and now there's a kill for New Bremen, and I was not looking at the right spot, and I missed who that was. 17-12, five-point lead now for New Bremen. Now back to serve for the Lady Cardinals is Macy Putoff. It's their second stint. Is it an ace? Right on the line on the sideline. Ace serve for Putoff. She has five service points here in this first set. 18-12 now. New Bremen leads by six. There's a debate about the scoring, apparently, right now. So while they discuss this, we're going to pause for this commercial message, and we'll be back here in just a moment on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Well, they cut the, they changed the score to 19-11. New Bremen, that's a big difference. 19-11, New Bremen with an eight-point lead right now. Macy Putoff serving again. Carly Stone will pass to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets. There's Martin over, and here's a hit back by New Bremen. Rammel will set again. Here's Paige Judy. Paige to the back line, dug out by New Bremen. Here's Jones. A smash that's out of bounds. Tried to hit the back corner, and it was slightly off the in line. Off the sideline, right near the end line, and so a point for recovery. Now serving is Alexis Bupp. It's 19-12. For recovery down by seven. We need to make a move right now, or this first set's going to be over with. Here's Cassidy Martin on the smash. To the net it goes. There's a hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's a block. No. They said Fort Recovery blocked it, but it went out of bounds after the block. So point for New Bremen. And now going back to serve for the Lady Cardinals is Madison Pape. 20-12. New Bremen leads by eight here in this first set. Maddie Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. A smash and a kill. Correction, it's Carly Stone. Carly Stone on the kill. And that makes it 20-13. That was Carly's third kill of the evening. And now Cassidy Martin will go back to serve. It's a good serve. Here's the dig, the set. Look out, Jones again. Dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Back over by Maddie Rammel. Now back over by Jones to Fort Recovery. Off the fingertips of Val Mollenkamp onto the floor and give Jones a kill. Going back to serve now is Rachel Kramer. 21-13 to Bremen. They're undefeated on the year, 8-0, and undefeated in the conference, of course. Fort Recovery's 8-1 and 1-1 in the conference. Our only loss so far to St. Henry, and there's a mishit by Carly Stone. And Fort Recovery is going to call a timeout. So timeout Fort Recovery as we're in trouble in this one, trailing by a score of 22-13. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this from our friends at the Wayne Street Markets.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for a flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Good volleyball match going on here. Right now, the advantage to New Bremen as they lead 22-13. And there's an ace serve by Rachel Kramer. And it's now 23-13. This one's all over but the shout, and we'll have to go on to set number two. Well, we lost the first two sets the other night and came back and won the match. There's a service error by Rachel Kramer hitting it into the net. Point Fort Recovery, side out Lady Indians. And Maddie Ramel will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. We are playing without Brooke Garkey tonight because she had a concussion from the other night when she got whopped in the head by a wicked volley. And here's Paige Jones back to Fort Recovery. So Brooke Garkey not playing with us tonight. Paige Fortkamp on a smash, and it's over the end line, out of bounds, points New Bremen. 24-14. Now back to serve. Set point here is Taylor Paul. It's a good one. Stone passes to Ramel. Back to Stone. Stone on a smash, cross court hit. It's out of bounds. And that's it. 25-14. New Bremen wins the first set. Fort Recovery needs to take it up a couple of notches. 25-14, New Bremen over Fort Recovery in set one. By the way, the junior varsity won tonight. They had a thrilling match. They won after they lost the first set, 25-23. They won the second set, 25-19. Came back to win the third set in the match, 25-18. So our junior varsity is now 11-1 on the season. Their only loss was to St. Henry in regular season MAC play. We avenged that loss when we beat St. Henry last weekend in the New Bremen Invitational. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this here on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, it's going to be a short night if this continues. We hope not, as Fort Recovery up against a very fine New Bremen Cardinal team. Again, Diana Rammel, the coach. Just almost sure Diana was coach here at one point way back when, and of course she was coach over at St. Henry also. Now she's at New Bremen. Very successful programs which she's been. And this time New Bremen will have the serve. Again, Fort Recovery playing without Brooke Garkey tonight. Start this second set. We've got Cassidy Martin, Paige Judy, and Paige Fortkamp up in the front. And Maddie Rammel, Kaya Wendell, and Carly Stone on the back line. Serving here will be the all-star, Paige Jones of New Bremen. She had a total of 7 kills in that first set tonight. If she keeps that up, she'll have 20 for the match if it only goes 3 sets. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a thundering smash. And the official calls a violation, somebody in the net. It was New Bremen. They said that Abby Thiemann was in the net, so Fort Recovery gets the serve. Hannah Kanapke will go back to serve. It's 1-0, Lady Indians on top. It's a bad serve over the sideline. Boy, you play the pros, you can't make those kind of mistakes, but we did. Now back to serve for New Bremen is Macy Putoff, and it's tied 1-1. Macy, a good serve they got by Kyle Wendell. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Paige Judy. Judy on the smash. There's the set and the hit back by New Bremen, and they're going to say out of bounds by New Bremen. Give Fort Recovery the point. Alexis Buff will go back to serve now. 2-1. Fort Recovery leads by 1. Buff's serve is a good one, just barely over. Here's the set and the soft hit back to Fort Recovery. Rammel sets for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. That wasn't exactly a super wicked smash, but hey, it got the job done. And Carly gets kill number 4 tonight to lead the team so far. And Alexis Buff will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set. There's the smash. And on the hit was Julia Gatta Miller. Back to New Bremen. Smash. And Fort Recovery will play it. Carly Stone on the hit, a cross-court hit. They say it's on the line. She got the point. Boy, that was close. Carly Stone with her 5th kill of the evening, and it's now 4-1. Fort Recovery's off to a good start here. Alexis Buff will serve. Here's the smash by Jones, and she mishit it. Paige Jones, you won't see her do that very much. That's another service point for Alexis Bupp. It's now 5-1. Well, New Bremen started the first set by jumping out 7-1. Here's Paige Jones on the hit. Oh, saved by Hannah Kanapke. Beautiful job. Back to New Bremen. Here's the smash and the kill for New Bremen. That time it goes to Rachel Kramer. Her 2nd kill of the evening, and now going back to serve for New Bremen is Madison Pate. Our next volleyball match that we'll have on the radio. Here's the serve by Pate, dug out by Kyle Wendell. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. Martin dinks it over. The set for New Bremen. Jones on a deep hit and hits it into the net. Hitting error again for Jones. We will be doing the Sydney Lehman matchup on September the 25th. That'll be our next match on the radio. The rest of the matches in between, you can hear them on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Carly Stone on a smash. It's blocked. And trying to save it was Hannah Kanapke, but it went out of bounds. Side out New Bremen. That makes it 6-3. Fort Recovery leading by 3. Back to serve for the Lady Cardinals is Rachel Kramer. It's a service error for Kramer as New Bremen's showing they're human here in this second set. And it's 7-3. The Bremen pretty much dominating set one, but so far here in this set, Fort Recovery is leading by 4-7-3. Matty Rammel on the serve. There's the dig by New Bremen. Here comes Jones. Smash. Oh, Kaya Wendell tried to save it, but it's hit out of bounds. Give Miss Jones another kill. Fort Recovery coach Chelsea Colleague is pregnant, as most of you know. And the other night, she even told the official, "I'm not coaching tonight. I don't feel very well." And so Travis Guggenbiller was the coach the other night. There's Paige Jones with another kill for New Bremen. But Chelsea's coaching tonight. She told me the other day, "I don't think I'm going to make it through the season." I don't think she is either. Good serve by New Bremen. Here's Carly Stone, a two-hand shove over. There's the dink by New Bremen. We've got a Lady Indian in the net. Point to New Bremen. 7-6 all of a sudden. Serving for New Bremen here is Taylor Paul. It's a good serve. They got by Kaya Wendell. Rama will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the smash. And we had a player go down for New Bremen, and she is injured. That is Macy Putoff. She's one of the key players for New Bremen. I'm not sure what happened, but she is not in good shape. Coach Diana Rammel goes over to see what's going on here. She hurt her ankle or knee or something. I don't know what's going on here. We had two injuries the other night against South Adams. South Adams lost one of their players with a broken nose, and Brooke Garkey went out with a concussion. Now here tonight, we've got Macy Putoff going out with a, looks like, pretty serious injury. I doubt if she'll be back tonight. She was helped off by teammates. Let's see what we're going to do here. We're going to replay this point. I'm not sure if the official stopped the match because of the injury or he stopped the match because I thought Fort Recovery, yeah, Fort Recovery got the point. So it's 8-6. We lead by 2, and we'll have side out. So Macy Putoff, one of their valuable players, only a sophomore, out with an injury here. Paige Jones is unbelievable. She is quite a player. Last Tuesday night, we saw Maddie Worcester for South Adams. She was an outstanding hitter. Tonight, Paige Jones steps it up one more. Yeah, still having all kinds of discussions about the substitution that New Bremen had to make here because of the injury. Blake Snyder is coming in here for Macy Putoff. Here's Carly Stone now serving as we're ready to go for Fort Recovery. We lead 8-6. It's a good serve. Here's the set. Jones on the hit. Played by Carly Stone. Passing to Rammel. Dinked over by Val Mollenkamp. Here's the set for New Bremen. The smash by Jones, and she got the kill. Cross-court hit by Paige Jones with the kill. And not only does she have outstanding velocity on her spikes, but also she has excellent control of where she puts that volleyball. Now serving is Abby Tiemann. It's 8-7. New Bremen trails by 1. Good serve. Paige Judy back to New Bremen. Here's the set for the Cardinals. Paige Jones on a smash. It's too long. Out of bounds over the end line. That time she had too much mustard. And it's 9-7, and Kaya Wendell will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads by 2. Good serve dug out by New Bremen. Here's the set. The smash by Paige Jones. Fort Recovery tried to block it and couldn't play it. Ended up going off Paige Fortkamp and out of bounds. So give Paige Jones another kill. It gives her 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 kills already. We're only halfway through the second set. And there's an ace serve for Paige Jones. That's her first service point tonight, let alone ace. She did serve before, but the Lady Cardinals didn't score off of it. 9-9 now. We're tied up. Another wicked serve played by Kyle Wendell. Here's Paige Judy on the skies. Got the kill. Paige Judy. Way to go, Paige. Her second kill of the evening. That was an excellent hit. Here's Hannah Kanapke now for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Jump serve. Played by New Bremen, but it's an ace serve off the hands of Rachel Kramer on the ground. Ace serve for Hannah Kanapke. Well, we needed that. That makes it 11-9, a two-point lead now for Fort Recovery. Next serve is dug out by New Bremen. And a mishit that time by Rachel Kramer. And it's 12-9, and Diana Rammel, the coach of New Bremen, not happy as she calls timeout. Timeout. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this message.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
After losing the first set 25-14, and to be quite honest, being pretty much dominated by New Bremen, Lady Indians leading here in the second set by a 12-9 score, and Fort Recovery still has the serve with Hannah Kanapke serving. Hannah bouncing the volleyball. Here we go. Next serve is dug out by New Bremen. A battle at the net, and Paige Judy ended up in the net, and point for New Bremen. 12-10. Now back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. I think it's Tara Springer. Service error for Tara Springer. Side out Fort Recovery. And it's 13-10. Just maintain this lead, Lady Indians. Keep her going here. Alexis Buff will serve. It is a good serve. Dug out by New Bremen's back line. Here's a set and a smash. And it's a kill for the Lady Cardinals. Julia Gottemiller on the kill. Now back to serve for New Bremen is Madison Pape. She's got a couple of service points already tonight. Scores 13-11. Fort Recovery by two. Here's the serve. Dug out by Hannah Kanapke to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. Stone on the spike. Played by New Bremen. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. That doesn't happen too often with them. Here on the second hit was Maddie Rammel trying to catch New Bremen asleep. They responded. And here's a kill on the far side on the outside hitting position by New Bremen's Claire Pape. Her second kill of the evening. Side out New Bremen. 13-12. Good serve. Here's Cassidy Martin dinking it over. She saw the opening and just put it in the right spot for the kill. So, Fort Recovery side out now, and Kaya Wendell goes back to serve with a two-point lead, 14-12. Good serve by Kaya. Here's the dig. Now that they're just going to have to pretty much free ball it over. Fort Recovery a block at the net back to New Bremen. Here's Paige Jones hitting it over. Carly Stone on a smash and got the kill. Carly Stone with her sixth kill of the evening. That makes it 15-12, Fort Recovery. Definitely feels new life here in this second set. Now the officials talking to the scorers again about, I think, the score. I think the score's right. Well, while we're discussing all this, we will be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. Right after we pause for this from our friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Students, congratulations on back to school.
What? Congratulations?
Yes, it is a new school year, and with a positive attitude, it will be one you will never forget. Your parents and teachers ask, give it your best, enjoy your friends, and make new ones. And do be safe, so next spring we will be saying congratulations on another successful school year. Motorists, be on the lookout for the children walking, biking, and running to school. They will be excited. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Still discussions going on. The Bremen has the serve. 16-15. New Bremen's actually taken the lead here. The scoreboard was definitely wrong. Now Coach Chelsea Colley comes down, and she's going to do a little protesting here. Well, I'll tell you what, while this continues to go on, we'll be back in a moment with another commercial message right after we pause for this fine word from Nature's Green here in Fort Recovery.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Yeah, quite honestly, I don't keep real good track of the score. I just trust the scorekeeper and the scoreboard. And so now they've changed the scoreboard to say 15-13. Fort Recovery leads by two. A moment ago, we trailed by one. So 15-13, Lady Indians up by two at the moment. And they're still having discussions about it. I don't know what all the confusion is about. Well, Fort Recovery was going at a pretty good pace here. I hate to have all this delay. Might change the momentum. Fort Recovery will be serving, leading 15-13. Cassidy Martin will be the server. Okay, I think we're set to go. Although the official is still talking to the scoreboard. Oh, man, what confusion here. Now it's 15-12. Okay, whatever. 15-12, we lead by three. New Bremen returns to serve. Paige Jones almost got the kill, but a nice save there by Maddie Rammel. Actually, that was Alexis Buff. Here's Fort Recovery getting it back and hitting it over is Carly Stone on the save. Just free balled it over. Here's Paige Jones on a smash. Oh, what a save by Hannah Kanapke. And Carly Stone hits it over. Here's the set for New Bremen, the smash. Saved by Martin. Here's Hannah Kanapke back to New Bremen. What a volley going on here. There's Paige Jones on the hit. Carly Stone to the net. Back and forth we go. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Val Mollenkamp. Paige Jones saves it, and Val Mollenkamp hits it down. Give Val the kill. Nice job. That was quite a volley there between the two teams. Service point for Cassidy Martin. And it's now 16-12. Here's a smash by New Bremen, played by Martin, and it's veered too far out of bounds. Maddie Rammel came over trying to get it, but couldn't make it. So side out New Bremen, 16-13 now. Fort Recovery leads by three. Here's the serve, and it's almost an ace serve, but Alexis Bupp saves it. Free balls it over. New Bremen on the set. Look out, Paige Jones, and somebody's in the net. New Bremen in the net. Going to call New Bremen in the net. Give the point to Fort Recovery. 17-13. Maddie Rammel goes back to serve. This has been a wild and long second set. Maddie Rammel, a good serve. Here's Paige Jones on the hit. Just kind of free balls it over there. Maddie Rammel sets for Paige Fortkamp. A smash. And got the kill. Paige Fortkamp makes it 18-13. Timeout. New Bremen. We'll return in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio right after this from our friends at Main Street Market.
Main Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Main Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Main Street Market, your fast-friendly and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Fort Recovery won the first set convincingly by a 25-14 score. But Fort Recovery's come back here, and right now in the lead here in the second set. I won't say they're dominating, but they're out battling New Bremen, leading 18-13 here in the second set. This will be a big win for Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel on the good serve. And it's an ace serve for Maddie. That makes it 19-13, a six-point lead for Fort Recovery. Here's Rammel again. Good serve dug out by New Bremen. The set for Paige Jones. The smash, and she hits it into the net. Hitting error there for Paige Jones. 20-13. Fort Recovery leads by 7 here in the second set. Maddie Rammel will serve again. Good serve, and an ace serve off the hands of New Bremen's Rachel Kramer. Kramer tried to dig it out, couldn't get it done. 21-13. Rammel will serve again. Good serve dug out by New Bremen. Paige Jones did a nice job there. Just freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell will set for Carly Stone, who two hands it over. Now here's a smash by Paige Jones and a wicked shot, and she gets the kill. That's her 12th kill of the match tonight. I don't know if that's the first one this set or not, but it's been a while. So side out, New Bremen. They've cut the lead to 21-14 now. Here's the serve by the Lady Cardinals. Set by Rammel. And Carly Stone hits it in the net. Serving, by the way, for New Bremen here is Taylor Paul. And she gets the service point. She'll serve again. 21-15. Here we go with the next serve. It's a good serve that got by Kyle Wendell. Rammel to the net to Paige Fortkamp. Forge on Fortkamp on the blast, and now back by Jones to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Carly Stone, who dinks it over and got the kill. Carly Stone with her 7th kill of the evening. 22-15. Side out Fort Recovery, and Carly Stone will go back to serve. Here's the serve, dug out by Paige Jones. Back to Jones, and she hits it over. Played by Paige Judy. Rammel sets for Judy. Judy on the outside hitting position on the smash. Blocked by New Bremen. Here's Carly Stone on a wicked hit, and they're going to say New Bremen was in the net. Violation, New Bremen. That's a point for recovery. Carly Stone with the service point. 23-15 now. Lady Indians on the verge of wrapping up set number two here, pushing it into a third set, which in turn will be going to a fourth set. There's Paige Jones on a smash. Jones is again saved by Kaya Wendell. Over to Judy on the hit. There's a dig by New Bremen, the set at the net. Nice save there by Maddie Rammel. Here's a smash by Paige Jones. Rammel to Kaya Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp gets the cross-court kill. Paige Fortkamp makes it 24-15. No. They called four hits on Fort Recovery or an illegal hit. Take that point away. Oh, wow. That was not a popular call with the fans in the stands. 23-16 it is now instead of 24-15. So point for New Bremen. Now serving is Abby Tiemann. Good serve. Back to New Bremen. The set. Look out. Jones on the kill. Paige Jones on the kill to make it 23-17. And Fort Recovery coach Chelsea Colleague says, I want timeout. Timeout, Lady Indians. We'll return in a moment from the Portside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery battling the number one team into the division in Ohio. New Bremen Lady Cardinals with an 8-0 record. Fort Recovery's 8-1. And Fort Recovery on the verge of tying this up one set apiece. Serving now for New Bremen is going to be Abby Tiemann. It's a good serve. Kaya Wendell digs it out. Here's the hit by Paige Fortkamp, and she gets the kill this time. Paige Fortkamp with a nice little kill there. Makes it 24-17. Here's set point. Kaya Wendell will serve. Come on, Kaya. It's a good serve. Dug out by New Bremen. The dink over by Jones. Here's Rammel setting for Martin, and it's too long. The hit goes over the end line. 24-18 now. Paige Jones will go back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. It's a good serve. Dug out by Kaya Wendell. Rammel will set for Paige Judy. Judy on a smash block at the net. Here's the set for Carly Stone, who just dinks it over. New Bremen back to Fort Recovery. Martin on the hit and got the kill. And that's the set. Cassidy Martin. 25-18. Martin's kill sends us into the third set with a 1-1 tie. That means we're going to at least four sets tonight. Don't go away. We'll be back with more here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery wins set number two, 25-18. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, let's see if the Lady Indians can continue here with the outstanding play they had there in that second set. As obviously whoever wins this set is going to be at the advantage with a 1-1 tie right now. We're definitely going into four sets. Who knows, maybe even five sets tonight. Right now, our leading hitter is Carly Stone with 7 kills. And Paige Jones, which is, as we expected, the leading hitter for the Lady Cardinals, she has 13 kills so far on the night after the first two sets. Fort Recovery will be serving to start the third set here. Let's see who it's going to be. Probably Kaya. Yep, Miss Kaya Wendell will go back to serve. There were some very strange scoring changes there in that set. Kind of confusion among the scorekeepers. At one time, New Bremen was actually... They had New Bremen 16, Fort Recovery 15 on the scoreboard, which was not correct. I knew that wasn't correct. But. Here's Paige Jones, a smash and a kill right down the line. So Paige Jones picks up her 14th kill of the evening. Side out New Bremen, 1-0 New Bremen. I don't think New Bremen ever led in that second set. They lead here now, and there's Fort Recovery in the net. They're going to say Paige Fortkamp was in the net. So that makes it 2-0. And give Paige Jones a service point on that one. Here we go with the next serve by Jones. It's a service error in the net. And now here's Hannah Kanapke going back to serve. It's Fort Recovery only down by 2-1. Hannah Kanapke wearing number 21. She is a junior on this Fort Recovery Lady Indian team. Bouncing the ball. Here we go. It is a good serve. Dug out by New Bremen to the front. And there's a dink over. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Going to say Paige Judy in the net. So that makes it 3-1. And now back to serve for the Lady Cardinals is Ashton Heitkamp. I don't remember her serving before, and she hits it in the net. Ashton Heitkamp goes quickly out. Coach Diana Ramel not happy. 3-2. Here's Alexis Buff. Good serve dug out by New Bremen. Here's a smash by Paige Jones right on the end line. They're going to give her the point. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians thought it was out. I don't know. That's awful close. I couldn't argue one way or the other. Kill number 14 for Paige Jones. It makes it 4-2. Now serving Madison Pate. Here's the hit by Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy gets the kill, hitting it right through the New Bremen block. It is her third kill of the evening, making it 4-3. Lady Indians only down by 1 now. I got a hunch this set might be going right down to the wire. Here's Cassidy Martin, almost an ace serve, but New Bremen saves it. They free ball it over. Here's a set by Maddie Rammel. There's Carly Stone, shoves it over with two hands. New Bremen plays it. Paige Jones back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Back to New Bremen, I should say. The smash and the kill for New Bremen's Taylor Paul. Now, wait a minute. They call the hitting error? I guess. They call the hitting error. The point for recovery. There's Paige Jones. Another one that's out of bounds on the smash. And Fort Recovery has taken the lead here. 5-4 is what the scoreboard says. We lead by one. Paige Jones. Soft hit that time. Here's Carly Stone. Right at Jones, who saves it. Dinking it over is New Bremen, and they hit it out of bounds. Now 6-4. Here's Cassidy Martin serve again, dug out by Paige Jones to the net. Here's the smash. Alexis Buck plays it. Martin. Here's free balling it over is Maddie Rammel, who saves it. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. There's the kill from New Bremen for Rachel Kramer. Kramer with her third kill of the evening, and it makes it now 6-5. New Bremen back with in one, and they have side out. Rachel Kramer will go back to serve. Where's number 7? Service error. Right in the net. 7-5. Lady Indians take a 2-point lead here. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp passing to Rammel. Rammel sets for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige hits it right down the line in the corner and gets the kill. Timeout. New Bremen as Fort Recovery has taken an 8-5 lead here. In this third set tonight, the teams are tied up, one set apiece. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and Shea Country 101 Radio.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery remind you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planning your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
All righty. 8-5. Lady Indians leading here in the third set. Each team has won one set tonight. We got some water on the floor, I think, down in the front of the New Bremen bench there on that after that timeout. Water or perspiration, one or the other. So, Fort Recovery will serve again. Maddie Rammel serving. Ace serve for Maddie Rammel. That's her third ace serve this evening. She'll serve again. It's 9-5. Fort Recovery by 4. Here's the serve dug out by New Bremen's Rachel Kramer to the net. Here's Paige Jones dinking it over and getting the kill. Fort Recovery tried to block that, but it went off the Lady Indians out of bounds. So that's point for New Bremen. Kill number 16 for Paige Jones. Now back to serve for the Lady Cardinals is Taylor Paul. It's a good serve. I take that back. It's not a good serve. It's out of bounds. Over the in-line. Looked good, but too good. Too much velocity. And Fort Recovery gets side out. Here's Carly Stone serving. Let's serve. Dug out by Paige Jones. Here's the set back to Jones. And Jones, from her outside hitting position, nails it to get the kill. Number 17 for Paige. And going back to serve now for New Bremen is Abby Thiemann. Thiemann is a junior on this Lady Cardinal team. They're 8-0 on the year, ranked number one in the state in Division Four. Fort Recovery's 8-1, ranked number six in Division Four. And here's Paige Fortkamp getting another kill. She has had a very nice match tonight with her fifth kill of the evening so far. Kaya Wendell will serve now. And it's a good serve dug out by Jones. Back to Jones on the hip. And Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Paige Fortkamp free balls it over. Here's the set for Jones again from the outside hitting spot. And she got the kill right down the line and in the corner for the kill. Kill number 18 now for Paige Jones. She is just something else. Here's the next serve. Dug out by Paige. Judy back to Paige. Paige on the smash. It's over the end line. Point New Bremen. Well, Recovery still leads, but scores now 11-9. Paige Jones will serve. Good one. Maddie Rammel sets for the outside hitter. Paige Fortkamp. And Paige Fortkamp gets another kill. Wow, is she ever having a match. 12-9, Lady Indians lead by three. Remember, New Bremen lost one of their better players, Macy Putoff, with an injury, and she's probably not going to be back tonight. That happened in the, I think that was in the second set. Paige Jones smashes it over the end line. Jones headed for the University of Michigan. 13-9, Lady Indians. Anna Kanapke will now serve. Good serve, dug out by New Bremen. Here's the set. There's the hit and the kill, I believe. Yeah. Julia Gottemiller. Gottemiller gets the kills. It went off the Fort Recovery block and out of bounds. Now serving for New Bremen is Ashton Heitkamp. Last time she had a service error. This time she gets it over just fine. Maddie Rammel sets for Cassie Martin. Martin on the smash. Jones saves it. Freeballing it over is Abby Thiemann. Here's Rammel setting for Paige Judy. Judy dinks it over, trying to find the open spot in the floor. Can't do it. Back over to Fort Recovery. And there's a hit by Julia Gottemiller. And she finds the middle of the court with nobody there for Fort Recovery. Gottemiller gets her third kill of the evening. Service point for Ashton Heitkamp. She'll serve again, 13-11. Let's serve. Here's the smash by Cassidy Martin. Looks good, and she got the kill. Cassidy Martin nails it. Fourth kill. Alexis Buff serving now, side out Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the pass. And now the set for Paige Jones, and she did not get it across. I don't think that was a block, but it might have been. I didn't see it that way, but it was a point Fort Recovery regardless. Service point for Alexis Buff. She'll serve again. It's 15-11. Lady Indians by four here in the third set. Here's a smash and a kill. Yes. Julia Gottemiller, another kill for her. She's come to life here. That's her fourth kill of the evening, and it's now 15-12. Side out, New Bremen. And they're back to within three, and now serving is Madison Pape. Pape's a junior. It's a good serve, dug out by Anna Kanapke. Here's a smash by Carly Stone, a block. Back to Fort Recovery, and what's calling an illegal hit on Fort Recovery. I didn't get that call. Fort Recovery fans are irate about that one. Well, it's a point New Bremen. Madison Pate picks up the service point, 15-13 now. This serve is too long. point for Fort Recovery. It's now 16-13. Coach Chelsea Collig is still calling, talking to one of the officials about that last call, and now Chelsea calls Carly Stone over. I think Carly had been talking to the other official. I guess we're all satisfied with what was said. Here's Cassie Martin serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by New Bremen. Lee set. Here's the smash by Paige Jones, and she hits it out of bounds. Hit it over the sideline. 17-13. Lady Indians by four now. Cassie Martin serving again. Good serve dug out by Paige Jones. Back it goes, and there's another hit out of bounds. That time, smashing it out of bounds was Rachel Kramer. Give Cassidy Martin another service point, and timeout is called as Fort Recovery leading here in this third set, 18-13, taking on number one New Bremen tonight, and in fine style indeed. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this from our friends at Nature's Green.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Great match going here right now. Fort Recovery with the advantage at the moment. Served by Cassie Martin. Too long as it goes over the end line. Makes it 18-14. There we go with the serve for New Bremen for Rachel Kramer. Dug out by Kyle Wendell to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone, and she got the kill. Give Rammel another assist, and Carly Stone with the kill. That's kill number eight for Carly. Now Lady Indians have side out, of course, and Maddie Rammel will serve. And it's a good serve to Paige Jones, who passes it in the middle, actually sets. Back to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp. Was it in? Nope. Went out. Boy, she had a great opportunity there. There was nobody down in that area where she hit the ball down in the corner, but it was out of bounds. So side out, New Bremen. Taylor Paul will serve now. And makes it 19-15. 4-point lead for Fort Recovery, but side out New Bremen. Very crucial third set here. Both teams have won a set. New Bremen won the first set 25-14 easily. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-18. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a smash, and she got the kill. It went off of the block of New Bremen and out of bounds. And it's a point Fort Recovery, side out Lady Indians. Paige Fortkamp having a heck of a match tonight. That's kill number seven for her. Here's Carly Stone back to serve for the Lady Indians, leading 20-15. Good serve, dug out. Here's Paige Jones on a smash, and she hits it through the Fort Recovery block and out of bounds. Paige Jones with another kill. That's number 19 for her this evening. And back to serve now is Abby Tiemann. It's 20-16. This match is not in the bag by any means for either team here. Here's a good serve. Smash by Paige Fortkamp, and she got another kill. What a match for Paige. The 5'9 freshman is having the match of her life tonight. Eight kills now for Paige Fortkamp. Here's Kaya Wendell on the serve. Here's the pass to the net, the set. There's Paige Jones. A little finesse hit right in the middle of the court for the kill. Kill number 20 for Paige Jones. And it's 21-17. Lady Indians leading by four. Well, Paige Fortkamp, a freshman. Is she ever playing a heck of a game tonight? 8 kills so far in the match. Here's Paige Judy and a kill as she hits it through the block by New Bremen. Trying to block it there, Julia Gedemiller and Rachel Kramer, but they couldn't do it. That's Paige Judy's third kill of the evening. And here's Hannah Kanapke. Jump serve by Hannah is a good serve, dug out by New Bremen to the net. Here's the set and the smash played by Carly Stone. Rammel over to Hannah Kanapke. Nice hit played by New Bremen. Paige Jones will set for the outside hitter. There's Carly Stone digging it out. Here's Paige Judy hitting it over. Set for New Bremen. Jones on a smash. Off of Kaya Wendell. She tried to play it but couldn't get it done. Give Paige Jones her 21st kill of the night. Now it's 22-18. Ashton Heitkamp serving here. Good serve. Dug out by Kaya Wendell. Maddie Rammel on the set. Here's a smash by Paige Judy. Played by New Bremen. The hit back. A block at the net. And a kill for Maddie Rammel. Rammel gets the kill. 23-18 now. Could this be a big upset tonight? Alexis Bupp serving. And it's an ace serve as Rachel Kramer unable to play it. Alexis Bupp with an ace serve. It's now 24-18. Here's set points. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Paige Jones, the set. Jones will smash back to court recovery and got the thundering kill that time. 22 kills for Paige Jones. That's 7 minutes per set so far. This set isn't over yet. 24-19. 5-point lead here for the Lady Indians over New Bremen's Cardinals. Good serve. Smash and a kill for Carly Stone. Blocked by New Bremen, but it went out of bounds. And Carly Stone gets the kill. 25-19. Fort Recovery wins the third set, and they now take control of this match, leading 2-1. Wow, what a set that was. 25-19. Lady Indians on top, 2-1 now. Carly Stone has 9 kills now on the night. We'll be back with more in a moment here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, right after we pause for this.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for our flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Once again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and also FortRecoveryRadio.com. Number one, New Bremen, battling number six, Fort Recovery tonight, and the Lady Indians have the advantage right now, leading 2-1. After they lost the first set, and they were pretty well dominated, 25-14, they came back and won the second set, 25-18, and won the third set, 25-19. And a little asterisk, the New Bremen Lady Cardinals did lose one of their better players in Macy Putoff. She went out with some kind of a knee or foot injury or ankle injury, something along that line. And that happened early in the second set, and this has changed since that happened. The complexion of this match so far, there is an ace serve for Jones, as she just had a little finesse hit right in front of Carly Stone, and Carly couldn't get to it. So Paige Jones picks up a service ace and will serve again to start the serving here in this fourth set. And can you believe it? Another kill by, guess who? Paige Fortkamp. My, oh my. Number nine now for the freshman, Paige Fortkamp, tonight in the kill department. Here's Hannah Kanapke serving for Fort Recovery. Side out, Lady Indians. It's tied 1-1. It's a good serve by Kanapke. Dug out by New Bremen. Here's Jones on a deep hit. Played nicely by Hannah Kanapke. Paige Fortkamp will push it with two hands and didn't get it over the net. Hitting error there for Paige Fort, or that's Paige Judy, I should say. Paige Judy hit it with two hands, didn't get it over the net, and so New Bremen has side out. Good serve there to Carly Stone. Rama will set for Paige Judy, and Paige got the kill. Paige Judy with a kill. She's had four kills this evening. And here's Alexis Bupp serving now as Fort Recovery has side out with a 2-2 score. Fort Recovery wins this. It's over. New Bremen wins it. We go to a fifth set. Here's the set for New Bremen, the smash. And a block. Cassie Martin and Carly Stone were there to block the shot. Fort Recovery picks up the point. There's the good serve by Alexis Bupp. The smash. Rama will set for Cassidy Martin. Martin dinks it over. New Bremen able to play it. Here's Jones on a deep hit. Dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Wow, did she do a terrific job. There's a smash by Carly Stone. It's off the block by New Bremen. And out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. Carly Stone got the kill. Another service point for Alexis Bupp. She serves again. Another good serve. Here's the set for New Bremen. They hit back over to Fort Recovery. There's Hannah Kanapke to Kyle Wendell. Wendell just has to free ball it over. No problem. Jones will set. Here's the smash and the kill for Julia Gottemiller. So give Jones the assist, and Gottemiller got the point. Side out New Bremen. It's 4-3. Fort Recovery leads by one here in the fourth set. Serving now is Madison Pape. Good serve by Pape. Dug out by Alexis Bupp. Maddie Rammel to the middle. Hannah Kanapke free balls it over. No problem there. Here's a smash by New Bremen. And it's out of bounds off of Claire Pape. Hitting error. Point Fort Recovery. It's 5-3. And now going back to serve is Cassidy Martin. Cassidy on the good serve. Here's the set for New Bremen, the smash. And there's the kill. Rachel Kramer with the kill for her tonight. That is her fourth kill of the evening so far. And Rachel Kramer will go back to serve. 5-4. Lady Indians lead by one here in this crucial fourth set. Good serve dug out by Alexis Bupp. Rama will set for Val Mullenkamp, and Val Mullenkamp got the kill. Another youngster. Val's only a sophomore. The young players are coming through here for the Lady Indians tonight. 6-4. We lead by two. Good serve by Maddie Rammel. I think if they would have let that go, that would have gone out of bounds. Here's Fort Recovery hitting it back. Page four, Camp. New Bremen on the set. There's Jones. Oh, what a play by Kyle Wendell to save it. Back to New Bremen. And they have miscommunication, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Kaya Wendell did a great job of saving that on the dig. It went immediately over to New Bremen. They hit it once, and there was nobody there for the second hit. Here's Maddie Rammel on the serve. A good serve again. Back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell will set. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a deep hit. Played by New Bremen. A battle at the net. And there's Carly Stone getting the kill at the net. And Fort Recovery's taking an 8-4 lead here in this fourth set. Wow. Timeout, New Bremen. We will be back in just a moment right after we pause for this here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. Great match going on here this evening.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seedbed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Will number one go down tonight? Well, it's far from over. But Fort Recovery is leading here in this fourth set, 8-4, and if we win this set, it's over. Maddie Rammel will serve again. She's on a string of points here. Bounces the volleyball. Here comes the jump serve. It's a let serve and a good one. Here's the set, and there's Paige Jones. Saved by Kaya Wendell. What a save. Paige Fortkamp hits it back. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell. There's the set by Rammel to Stone. And Stone gets the kill. Oh, my. What a match. Carly Stone gets the kill. What a point. 12 kills now for Carly tonight. Here's Maddie Rammel serving again. Oh! Guess what happened? It went out of bounds. Service error for Maddie. That stops the string. 9-5, Fort Recovery leading by 4, and New Bremen gets the serve back, which is what they need. Serving now is Taylor Paul here for the Lady Cardinals. Fort Recovery leading 2-1 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Here's the dig by Carly Stone. Rammel will set for Stone. Stone on a smash. Saved there nicely by Madison Pape. Here's Jones back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell. And then there's a battle at the net. And Jones gets the kill. In the end, Paige Jones won out on that one. Kill number 23. Service point there for Taylor Paul. She will serve again. Good serve. And, oh! Paige Fortkamp almost saved it, but it went out of bounds. Good effort. Another service point there for Taylor Paul. Paul will serve again. And it's a good serve dug out by Kaya Wendell. Maddie Rammel, there's Carly Stone going for the corner, and she didn't get it, but New Bremen couldn't return it. Carly Stone gets another kill. That makes it now 10-7. Fort Recovery by 3, and Carly Stone goes back to serve. Fort Recovery smells blood here. They know they've got a chance to upset the number one team in Ohio. Here's a good serve. There's the set. They dink over. A block by Paige Judy, but it's out of bounds. 10-8 now. Lead is back to only 2. And going back to serve for the Lady Cardinals is Abby Tiemann. Again, Tiemann's a junior on this squad. Coached by Diana Rammel. Here's the good serve. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. There's Paige Judy on the smash and got the kill.
Paige Judy with the kill. We get the side out right back. For her, that's number five on the evening. And here's ace server, Kaya Wendell. Good serve dug out by Paige Jones. Here's the set for Jones. Jones on the smash. Oh, played by Maddie Rammel. Back to New Bremen. Here's a smash by New Bremen, and they got the kill that time. And coming up with the kill there was Julia Gottemiller. She's had a nice evening. Six kills for her tonight. That makes it 11-9 now. Fort Recovery leads by two. And here's Paige Jones with the serve for New Bremen. Good serve dug out by Carly Stone to the net. Here's Paige Judy on a smash. Played by New Bremen. The set for the outside hitter. The smash by Gottemiller. Here is Paige Judy on a hit. And New Bremen plays it. Jones will pass to the outside hitter. A smash. Fort Recovery's Kaya Wendell saves it. Free balls it over. Here's the set again. The smash by Julia Gottemiller. And there's a call of Fort Recovery in the net. Point New Bremen. 11-10. A one-point lead here. Here's Paige Jones serving. Good serve, Kaya Wendell. Here's Paige Fortkamp getting another kill. Can you believe it? 10 kills for her tonight. Man alive. Wow. 12-10. Fort Recovery leads by two now. Here's Hannah Kanapke. Good serve. The set for New Bremen. Gottemiller mishit it. And it's a point Fort Recovery. Julia Gottemiller mishit that. 13-10 now. Hannah Kanapke will serve again. It is another good serve. Dug out by Ashton Heitkamp. To the net. And here is apparently Maddie Rammel hitting it out of bounds. Side out New Bremen. Back to serve is Ashton Heitkamp. 13-11, Fort Recovery by two in this fourth set of this match. Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Is that a kill? Yes! Paige Judy gets the kill. Number six for her. 14-11 now. Fort Recovery is so cranked up. Here's Alexis Bupp serving now for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve. Dug out by New Bremen's Jones. Jones gets it back. Hits it back to Kaya Wendell. Wendell digs it out. Here's Carly Stone. Cross-court hit. Jones will go to the middle. Here's the set and the hit by Gottemiller. It's blocked by Fort Recovery. Now the hit back by New Bremen, and getting the kill there was Rachel Kramer. Kramer with her fifth kill of the evening. And that makes it now 14-12. Back to a two-point lead. Fort Recovery leads by two. Inside out, Lady Cardinals. Addison Pape will serve now for New Bremen. New Bremen's 8-0 on the year, ranked number one in Division Four. Fort Recovery's 8-1, ranked number six. And here's the hit over by Rammel. Back to Fort Recovery again. Cassidy Martin, two-hand shove over. Here's a smash by Jones. Fort Recovery plays it back to Carly Stone, a block. Here's a set and a smash by Cassidy Martin. New Bremen keeps it alive. The smash by Jones, played by Kaya Wendell. The set, here's Carly Stone and a block and out of bounds. And Stone gets another kill. On the outside hitting position, Carly Stone hit it to the top of the net, and it was a block by New Bremen, but it went out of bounds off the block. So Stone gets credit for another kill. Number 14 for her in the match. Here's Paige Jones hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Rammel keeps it alive. Hannah Kanapke free balls it over. The set, the smash, and the kill for Rachel Kramer. Makes it 15-13. Back and forth we go. Serving now is Rachel Kramer. Kramer's a junior for these Lady Cardinals. It's a good serve dug out by Alexis Bupp. Here's Rammel setting for Val Mullenkamp. Some people thought there were two hits there, but no call. Mollenkamp, another hit. Back to New Bremen. Here's a smash by Jones off of Kyle Wendell. Can't play it. Give Paige Jones kill number 24 tonight. The Maddie Worcester from South Adams had 25 kills against Fort Recovery the other night. So we're seeing some great hitters here. Good serve by New Bremen. Rachel Kramer serving again. Back to New Bremen it is. Here's Paige Jones. A block at the net. Played by the Cardinals. Smashed by Jones. Off of Hannah Kanapke. Here's the set. Here's Carly Stone. Got the kill! Cross-court hit by Carly Stone. 16-14. Lady Indians. Well, that was a big point there. Wow. We wouldn't have gotten that. It would be a tie set. Now it's 16-14. Fort Recovery's up by two. Maddie Rammel serving. Good serve. Here's the set for New Bremen. There's Jones with a smash. And she got the kill. That time she hits it off of Fort Recovery and it goes out of bounds off the block. Paige Jones with kill number 25 tonight. 16-15, back to a one-point match. And back to serve here for New Bremen is Taylor Paul. Taylor Paul's serve is, oh, a let serve and a point. Maddie Rammel made a valiant effort trying to save that as that hit the net and went straight down on the Fort Recovery side. And Rammel dived, and in so doing, she went under the net, and that's a violation there, but we couldn't have got it to it anyway. And that ties it up. Believe it or not, 16-16 here. We're all tied up at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll be back after we pause for this fine word from our friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it. Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, will we be going to a fifth set or will it end here? 16-16, New Bremen making a comeback here. Right now, momentum, New Bremen. Serving is Taylor Paul. Here comes the serve. There's the pass to Rammel, who sets for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige gets another kill. Oh, my. 11 for the freshman here. 17-16, side out Fort Recovery. Carly Stone will serve now. Alexis Bupp goes out. Paige Judy comes back in. Here's Carly's serve. A good one. Jones will pass over here to Madison Pape. There's an outside hit played by Carly Stone. There's Paige Judy. A block, and it's out of bounds, and Paige Judy gets credit for the kill. New Bremen tried to block it, and they hit it out of bounds off the block. Paige Judy with 12 kills this evening. I'm sorry. Paige Judy with 7 kills this evening. Here's a smash by New Bremen. Carly Stone will play it. The set, the dink over by Paige Fortkamp, and she got the kill. Blocked by New Bremen, but it's blocked out of bounds. And it's 19-16. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Carly Stone will serve again. Carly bounces the ball. Good serve. Dug out by New Bremen, the set. And Paige Jones just has to free ball it over. Carly Stone had to dive to save it and hits it right straight into the net. Point for New Bremen. I'm going to go ahead and give Jones a kill on that. That was kind of a lucky hit there really for Jones. But hey, you know, did what she needed to do. Here's a dig by Kaya Wendell. The set and this deep hit by Paige Judy. And she got the kill. Hit it right through the New Bremen block. Paige Judy with the kill. Number 8 for her. And it's 20-17. Coach Chelsea Colleague's going to have that baby right here tonight. New Bremen's having trouble. They don't get it over. Fort Recovery gets the point. Taya Wendell, by the way, serving now. I'm not going to call that an ace serve, but it was close. Here's Kaya's next serve. It's a good one dug out by Jones to the front. Back to Jones on the hit. Rammel to Kaya Wendell. Here's Paige Judy. Two-hand shove over. New Bremen will set it. The hit back to Gata Miller. A block by Cassie Martin. Cassidy Martin on the block. And Fort Recovery is now leading 22-17. Timeout, New Bremen. Fort Recovery leading 22-17 in this fourth set. They already lead 2-1. What a match.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Of course, their Salina location is closed for the season now, but they're still open east of Fort Recovery here on State Route 119, of course, for all your fall needs. Nature's Green Nursery. Great folks. Here we go with the next serve for Kaya Wendell. It's a good serve. The pass to the front. Here's Paige Jones on a smash and got the kill. Kill number 27 for Paige Jones. Going to the University of Michigan to play her college volleyball on a scholarship. And why not? She is quite a player. Here's Jones on the serve. There's Stone passing to the front. And there's a kill by Cassidy Martin. And Maddie Rammel got the assist. Now it's 23-18. Fort Recovery can wrap it up right here. One of the biggest wins in Fort Recovery volleyball history in recent times, if we can pull this off. Good serve there. Here's Jones hitting it back. Saved by Kanapke. Rammel passing to Stone. And Stone, a pretty deep hit, hits it into the net. Hitting error. Point for New Bremen. 23-19 now. Now going back to serve for New Bremen's Ashton Heitkamp. Every serve is critical for them. Good serve. Stone passing to Rammel, who will set for Paige Judy. And Jones back over to Fort Recovery. Rammel to Cassidy Martin. And Martin gets a kill. And it's match point coming up. Maddie Rammel, another assist. Cassidy Martin, a kill. Match point here. Listen to the fans roaring tonight at the old Fortside Fieldhouse. It's 24-19. Good serve. Here's New Bremen on the set. Here's Paige Jones on a hit. Blocked by Cassie Martin. New Bremen kept it alive. Jones hits it back over. Played by Hannah Kanapke. Here's Carly Stone to Jones. Back to the front. The set. Jones on the hit. And it's out. And Fort Recovery has won 25-19 and have upset the number one team in Ohio, the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Fort Recovery wins 3-1 tonight after looking so poorly in that first set. 25-14, they come back and win 25-18, 25-19, 25-19. What a thrill for the Indians. They are a happy group tonight. Fort Recovery upsets the number one team in Ohio, the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Congratulations. Their record goes to 9-1 on the year, and New Bremen falls to 8-1 on the year. What a match for the Lady Indians. We'll be back to wrap it up, folks, in a moment right here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this break.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year.
Right after
Saturday and Sunday,
WPGW's coverage
from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market.
Rockin' with Rocker coming up right after Rob Weaver wraps up our victory over the number one team in the state, the New Breedon
Cardinals. Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kopp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own
blood
serum.
Again, we want to remind
serum,
you to stay tuned.
Which contain many
right
components which cannot
up,
be found in artificial tear products.
Party music
so call
tonight.
Kopp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314.
Right after
Rob
Weaver wraps
pharmacists.
Up our victory.
Health Mart, caring for
Cardinals.
You and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The celebration going on here tonight as Fort Recovery has upset the number one team at Ohio in high school volleyball, New Breedon. New Breedon won the first set 25-14. Again, they had an injury in the second set with one of their fine players going out and Macy Putoff. That certainly could have been a factor that turned the page, so to speak, for Fort Recovery as Fort Recovery never really let New Breedon back in it after that. They won the second set 25-18, won the third set 25-19, won the fourth set 25-19 to win the match 3-1. Fort Recovery reserve team also won tonight. They won 2-1. They lost the first set also 25-23, but came back to win 25-19 and 25-18 to improve their record to 11-1 on the year. Again, the Fort Recovery varsity is 9-1 now on the year, coming in ranked number 6 in the state. That should go up after this win over New Breedon tonight. Unofficial statistics tonight. Carly Stone, quite a match. As always, 15 kills for Carly, 3 service points and 1 block. Also, Hannah Kadapke had 3 service points with an ace. Cassidy Martin had 6 big kills, some of them coming there in that crucial fourth set. 7 service points and 2 blocks. Maddie Rammel, unofficially, with 9 service points, including 3 aces and 1 kill. Kaya Wendell, I had her unusually for only 1 service point tonight, which I could be off a little bit, but not many. She just didn't get a chance to score tonight. Valerie Mullenkamp with 2 kills. Paige Fortkamp, the star of the game outside of Carly Stone. Paige Fortkamp with 12 kills tonight. Only a freshman, and boy, did she do a whale of a job. Paige Judy ended up with 8 kills tonight. Another great effort. And Alexis Bupp had 8 service points with 1 ace. So again, Carly Stone, 15 kills, 12 kills for Paige Fortkamp. 8 kills for Paige Judy and 6 kills for Cassidy Martin. New Breedon, Paige Jones, definitely the star for them with 27 kills tonight and 6 service points, including 2 aces. Also for New Breedon, we had Rachel Kramer with a total of 6 kills and 3 service points, including 1 ace. Taylor Paul had 6 service points
and two kills tonight. Ashton Heitkamp with a couple of service points. Abby Thiemann with three service points. Stacey Putoff did a nice job, but she had to go out with an injury. She had five service points, including an ace and one kill. Julia Gottemiller ended up the evening with a total of six kills on the night for Julia. Paige Jones, again, with 27 kills. Madison Pape had four service points. Claire Pape had two kills on the night for New Bremen. Once again, Fort Recovery defeats New Bremen tonight 3-1, upsetting the number one team in Ohio in Division Four. Lady Indians now 9-1 on the campaign. Congratulations to Coach Chelsea Collig and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. That's going to wrap it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks for listening. Our next match again on the radio will not be until Sydney Lehman on the 25th of February. So the matches next week, you'll need to tune in to FortRecoveryRadio.com to hear the matches next week. I'm sure Steve Stone will have all that action for you next week. Again, congratulations, Fort Recovery, upsetting number one New Bremen tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.